Question, yeah?
Yeah, for your walking bass lines, do you have like favorite patterns and stuff that you use?
I connect up chord tones, so there are a bunch of favorite patterns, yeah. Like I look at the bottom two strings as holding the main essential chord tones. Say I'm talking about a minor 7, like A minor 7. You've got your root here, flat 3rd, fifth, flat 7. On this string you've got the flat 3rd, 5th, flat 7, and root. They form little shapes. Two 5th intervals. Here the fourth. So what I do is I play off of chord forms over those bass notes and connect them up scale-wise or half-step-wise. For instance, to go A minor 7 on the bottom strings, I might go... What it's doing there is connecting from this chord tone to that chord tone right here by way of a scale tone. It's also a half-step tone. Playing a form based on this bass note. Coming up to the 5th in the bass, A minor 7, and the 7th in the bass, on the root again. You could just walk down from scale tones, or you can walk down from half steps. I mix them up half steps and scale tones. Okay. You could zigzag around, you could zigzag in, use the tones on this string, come back into this string. About patterns. Some of my private students, I'll have them doing things like this with chords first. They just have to study the forms this way. Once you can see the forms this way, it's pretty easy to connect it up with the bass feel. It just takes a week or so to get into the swing of it because you've got all the anchor points. You've got all this here. All you do is just connect it and practice getting that kind of feel if that's the thing you're after along the bass. Pretty easy, actually. Chord change, say it goes to D7. Like in fast rhythm there, it stayed a long time on C minor 7 to F7 over and over. So that's like a bass player's paradise if you know all the chord tones. It's fun because you get to, it's funny, you know, like a one chord thing sometimes can be real boring. You know, you're sitting there, or a two chord thing, you know, after 5 minutes, it is boring. But for just a few bars, it's great because there's all that freedom. You know, think C minor, like the tune goes. Or you can reverse it and think of whatever, however you think, it's like 2-5, you know, or 5-2. So, you just connect all that stuff up. Like, I'll think F7, C minor 7, F7, F7, C minor 7, F7, C minor 7. And it carries it. It's just the same, but just the inversions of those chords all over the place.
What do you do for, say, like, this one of the more complex chords? You said you wanted to keep the sound of a 13th all the time, or something thick as that.
Then you just add it on top. A lot of times, if it's a progression that's fast, you know, chords are moving about like yay. I'll put mostly root in the bass, or all 7th and 3rd in the bass alternating, you know, those tritone things dropping. But a lot of times root in the bass, like, let's say the progression, let me find a place in one of the tunes we just did. Let's say at the end of the tune, it's gone. Four horse head, 1-4-3-6, 2-5, all roots. So I'm coming half step into most of those. I'm using ghost notes, that open string bass thing. Like, whether it's in the right key or not, it doesn't matter what key. Because all you hear is the feel more than the pitch, and you assume, human ears are real funny this way, unless you got a very, very cute ear, you're going to assume that the proper pitch is being played at that point. For instance, if we go, my ear hears, if somebody said, what pitch came from? before there, I tend to want to hear. I want to hear that fifth. Like, so even when I'm that little ghost, even though it's E, it doesn't matter. You know, at least it doesn't matter to my ear. I'm overdoing it, but just to show you the effect, that little ghost, hippity hop thing, you know, the ghost note. So anyway, I'll put all 13th, I'll put all complex chords in here.